Hello and welcome back to the table, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Slanted Dice, where the undecided brave the cold winds of Icewind Dale and have recently been assaulted by a set of mage hunters in their quest to actually just get the hell out of Dodge and move towards the Rugged Glacier. Because me as a DM, I'm still not sure what the undecided want inside there. But as long as they themselves know, we did end on the note where Valine tried to warn you about the mage hunters. Of course, obviously came too late, but she met you in the dead of night, standing outside the Lucky Liar Inn. And she did ask you guys about, because you said that you returned triumphantly. You didn't share too much yet, but she asked you to, that you sit down with her, tell her everything, how the quest for the Codicil went, and tell her every perilous step, every chilling encounter. She wanted to hear all about it. So that's
we did. Three mugs of ale later.
Yep.
So yeah, what you guys doing? She's like looking at you and towards the inn. We maybe want to go inside a little bit. It seems rather chilly out in the midst of night. I'm just gonna have my boys tie up the dogs and maybe. What about the corpses?
No.
Should we leave them in the street? Or
feel free if you want to.
You have any use for them?
I can have my boys take care of it. Sure.
Yeah, have them take care of it.
And she
there might be one or two in the snowdrift there too. I kind of.
She like leaves you guys and goes towards the inn, making her way inside.
Yeah, we follow.
Her you follow?
Undead kobold. Her undead kobolds can take over the bodies, whatever. Right. I did pocket, I mentioned it before, one set of clothing, light armor, whatever they were wearing, one mask, and one of the blades.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that put away, just in case, you never know, maybe we have to disguise ourselves.
I mean, you did deduce that the blade is magical, but you
yeah, we're
going
to have
identify
to have
it first.
Gonna have to have that looked at, so who can identify that, and then we can.
So yeah, but she kind of as you follow her inside, she looks around and like is just wondering because she sees like the area of battle that you guys left behind, and there are no lights burning. And she turns to you and asks, "Is there any kind of service around here, or is?" What?
There was a.
Were you
there
staying?
Was, Blackwater, where's your barmaid?
Yeah, where's your Dana?
I'm sorry, my barmaid? I don't know.
Hey, I had the old lady, you have the barmaid, okay?
Not true. I don't know. I guess we could take a look if she's still around, but no idea what happened to the people here.
I don't know if it's just me, but I have the feeling that she kind of set us up. I don't know.
That could very well be. Actually. Yeah. We might want to do that then. Just take a look if and see if there's anyone inside here.
Yeah, or if we're all alone.
Like inside but the
inside the inn.
Inside
itself
the inn.
Or,
I mean, put it this way: there were other guests too. So we weren't. It wasn't just us. It was full, if I can remember.
They should be awake with all the commotion.
Yeah, all the commotion, and it's not that. It's what is it like? Middle of the night, or what is
yeah,
it?
It's about. 4 or something.
Yeah, so it's not quite yet breakfast time.
No.
So yeah. So we'll have a look inside and see if everything is empty or if people have been following the fight through the windows or whatever.
Okay. So, are you like searching all of the inn or just specific rooms or?
Well,
where you want
to
start?
I'd go into the main room into the I don't know what.
Yeah,
do you call
the main room is empty. There's like nobody there. It's still dark, and you. don't see anybody in there.
Well, they came in through the back door, the two guys at the bottom, right? At
the bottom. Yeah, floor. The top one so came over the window.
Let's have a look in the kitchen, maybe. In the kitchen, or behind the counter, or whatever, where the...
There was like this alcove, yeah. Yeah, you basically go into the kitchen. Also, you don't see anybody there. Looking at the alcove, like putting aside the curtain, you see that this seems to be a small little storage room with some shelves stocked with like durable food, some dried meat hanging from the ceiling above, and you do see still wearing her outfit, the corpse of Dana, who has had her throat slit, and she's lying on the floor of this alcove in a puddle of her own blood.
It's sad.
Yeah. I wonder why, if she, especially. It's not like she got in the middle of the battle. If she had her throat slit, then someone wanted to intentionally kill her. It's not she was in the fight.
Do I remember that Blackwater got that? Or do I know about that message that he got from her?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And she was probably waiting for you down here, Blackwater, so...
Yeah.
Your little meeting... unfortunate event for her.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad? You should feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what? Why?
Well...
She's dead because of you now.
Yeah, because you was gonna meet her.
Because I know, being this handsome kind of has its costs, I guess. Yeah. Should be more careful next time. It's true.
Unfortunate. So we have an inn now.
Yeah, we basically just have to clean up and start new management.
Yeah.
We need to hire a few more people, clean up the rooms.
Bring what the about body your parents?
Up. I'll take the body out to the kobolds.
But what you also do see is that inside this room, there seem to also have been, like, pretty obvious to the eye signs of struggle as well.
But no one's gonna just have their throat slit. Yeah, definitely.
Can I?
Well, let's search and see if there's anything else lying about, strewn papers, paperwork, or something. Which say like, oh, you know, let's have a look.
I'd like to do that, and also take a look at the note and see if I can compare it to any other of her potential handwriting anywhere to see if it was her writing the note or actually. The mage hunters.
That's
sure.
Good, yeah.
Make an investigation check.
Yeah, I'm just gonna look and see if it's anything.
Yeah, both writing. Blackwater and Branwell, since you're helming this.
What is that?
23. Don't mess with
I'm
me.
I'm sorry for assuming.
I know how to roll.
Your track record is pretty bad.
That's.
What was that? Proficiency? What was that?
Investigation.
How would I get a 3 with a plus 5?
I only have a 9.
Somebody can do it, it's you. Okay,
I only had a 9.
Branwolf, all you notice is that, like, the clothing she's wearing seems to be, like, shifted around. Well, that kind of gets you distracted a little bit, but other than that, you don't
How shifted? Somebody try to do something to her, or is it just kind of
it's hard
shifted like a struggle?
Blackwater, you spot that she has her hand is basically clenched into a fist, and there seems to be something sticking out. And upon further inspection, you see what looks like a piece of paper, and as you fold it out. You recognize one of the wanted posters showcasing Freon. And you do recognize her handwriting because there seems to be a note just scribbled at the on the back side of it saying one halfling, one dwarf, one skillfing, and one half elf.
And a little
note atop it saying something like the undecided, and it's like kind of like written weirdly and with a question mark.
Are you sure that's the name? You're
the undecided.
Sure.
Undediced.
Undediced, undenied, yeah. Well, then I would say we just inherited an inn.
I would like to locate the inn's master key or whatever the hell, like the main door key, the service door key, and all that stuff.
You find one on her. Like, there seems to be a key ring with a total of like four keys or so on it.
Master Blackwater, you're in.
Would anyone like to open up a business with me?
Well, I like Freon said, or somebody said, I think your parents would be great. And an inn, they can have a room where they treat folks. You
bed
know,
breakfast. Their, yeah.
I mean, they already
bed, breakfast, and hospital.
they already have a, I can't remember what, in Bryn Shander as a reward for us helping out with the whole construct thing.
Yeah.
But maybe they can franchise. Maybe they can expand the.
Yeah,
business.
I mean, I would be happy to support this inn with deliveries from my town.
Oh, true.
Yes, we're gonna turn this into a management game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Harsh winter is coming up. You need to use the summer to stockpile supplies.
Taking
roll
over
for survival for the next 3 months.
Turn this into Siedler.
Hey, you can play D&D that way. Yeah, that's what you can do during like downtime sessions. Like, let's fast forward the next year. Yeah.
The barbarian has to go out and chop wood. We need wood. We need things. We have to go hunt. We need meat. Yeah.
But yeah, that means I guess that we have an empty inn that we can stay and chat for now.
Valeen kind of like looks around, is playing with some of the like kitchen utensils, and kind of like looks over the shoulder. Did you know her? Was she the innkeep?
Well, it seemed so. At least when we were introduced, she was the one who gave us our rooms. Yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time, eh?
Yeah, or maybe for her, thoughtfully, the right place, but the wrong people.
Well, once you get into the cahoots with the Arcane Brotherhood, that's dangerous territory. In my experience.
So, shall we sit down and...
Hi, have you found any wine kegs somewhere? Because I'm guessing your story might...
Yeah, let's see. I'll have a look behind the bar and see what our bar has. Let's see.
Our bar.
I'll start a tab.
Make an investigation check.
I'll start a tab. Yeah.
Can I join? Actually, I want to see if I find some.
Sure.
To drink.
The investigation. Oh, shitty rolls today. 11.
11. Okay. You find a big keg.
That's cool.
But you have no idea like how to open it. There's no handle or anything, or no tap.
I'm a skillfing.
I mean, he's a barbarian.
I turn it around.
I'm gonna smash it.
I turn it around and smash it open
and dunk it.
Dunk it and say, "Hey,
do it outside, please."
I'm gonna try it first. Too late. I already done it. Smash it open and
okay. Make a strength check.
Strength check. I'm a barbarian.
Yeah, the thing is, if you roll too hard now, you're gonna break it open completely.
Strength. 9 plus 9 is 18.
18. Okay.
It cracks perfectly.
You like crack open like one of the planks at the top, and you see that inside is what looks to be like a brown ale of some kind. Mm-hmm. That's what the smell.
I'll take a cup and just kind of taste it.
Yeah, it seems like a good brown ale.
Is that good, Valeen? Ale? 4 o'clock in the morning?
I
is that
good? I was hoping for a little something a bit more stronger. What did you roll, Blackwater?
Okay. What did you roll, yeah?
Dirty 20.
A dirty 20. You find on one of the racks in the kitchen in the back, actually in the alcove, kind of like stepping around the corpse of Dana and not feeling bad about yourself at all. You find on one of the shelves there's a small little wine collection that might make a certain sorcerer even blush. However, something that catches your eye is a little green whitish bottle tucked away in the corner, as you find a bottle of peppermint schnapps.
Perfect.
That seems amazing to have made location. Its way all over here.
Yeah.
Well then, let's pop that one open, I would say.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brunwolf?
Yeah, sounds good. While you do this, I'm going to take the rest of Dana and bring it out to the kobold boys and...
Okay, the kobolds would like take her and
what they want
put her on a cart that they wheeled in from somewhere where the other corpses are already on.
Yeah, your mistress says we can get rid of her too as well. So here, so
all right,
and go again.
They gladly take her.
Yeah.
What about other guests? Are there any?
You didn't see anybody. Mm. Upstairs, you noticed, like, Branwolf, I think, was it, who noticed that during the fight, Blackwater, one of the open doors, there was, like, a passed-out dwarf, I think, upstairs.
Yeah.
Who was sleeping, even though they broke into his room.
Yeah.
And most of the other rooms were empty. There was, like, one or two doors still closed.
Yeah. Can I mop up some of the blood to just kind of clean up the kitchen so that...
Yeah, easy enough.
So it doesn't look like a... If someone comes down, it doesn't... Yeah, I'd like
if the health inspection happens
the health inspection comes
oh,
by.
Oh, we need to close down this place. Who's the owner? A
pool of blood, yeah.
A certain Branwolf, all right.
No, this is Mr. Blackwater's win.
Oh, I hope you have some good gold. This is like a big fine in Brinchander. We got to write this up.
No, that's why I want to clean everything up and see if I find some rose water or whatever and make everything smell a bit better.
No, that's fine, yeah. Veline gladly takes, like, one of the peppermint schnapps and pours herself a glass of white wine and then sits down. So, you found the codicil. You went to the actual island of Solstice, and you've, I assume... braved whatever the island had waiting for you. Tell me everything. And she also reveals beneath her cloak, she pulls out this little kind of what looks like a almost like a 20-sided die in big, like this kind of orb or sphere that she puts down because she says, because I've also been successful in returning my dear Professor Scant, whom I've lost to the Brotherhood. Because you remember, she said that was one of the reasons why she had to split up. She wanted you to take care of the Codicil of White, and the Brotherhood has taken more or less one of what she said, like a kind of family heirloom or something, this Professor Scant, who was like a Professor Orb, and they are more or less these dodecahedrons of knowledge that they have tucked away inside them, which she swears is going to be needed when trying to explore the city of Aetherin.
Okay.
But yes, she...
I'm
says,
cleaning the bar.
Yeah. So, how was it?
Old.
Cold.
Well, that was to be expected, venturing into the lair of the Frost Maiden.
I got her blessing. I got blue eyes now, and I never
I was about to ask, yes, how did that happen, and why?
That's nice, yeah.
So she let you go, blessed you, and gave you the rhyme, or...?
Not all of us. I got the blessing, and...
She is very much against us... going into the glacier.
But
and
but why? Why did she let you guys leave then?
Do you know what's in the glacier?
Well, I know that there is the Lost City. I don't know what the city harbors. I know there's like lots of knowledge. Most likely.
Why does she want to get in there as again?
She did say that she wanted to prevent the Arcane Brotherhood from reaching the city. That's why she wanted to make sure that she had the way in, that it's not going to fall into their hands, because for some reason, like, the whispers were that the Hooded King, in the Empire of Revelia, is searching for something within the glacier, probably the city or something within the city for some reason, but she doesn't know the reason why and what.
I have my thoughts why and what.
I mean, do you know what's inside the city? I assume if you're so hell-bent on getting inside, then possibly
knowledge in there, as you said.
And something bad.
Something shadows. Bad. Something, some evil stuff, apparently.
I'm still not sure. I mean, all the orb has told me about Aetherin itself. And she kind of, like, as she talks about the professor, you see this kind of little glow coming on within the dodecahedron, and it more or less suddenly there's like this bodiless kind of voice that it utters, saying, "Ah, yes, Aetherin, an ancient nethery city now lies buried beneath the rigged glacier. It was a center of magical innovation, held aloft by a Mythalar. The magics that were developed there, oh, they are nothing short of miraculous. If only we could uncover its secrets, think of the wonders we might discover."
Thank you, Alexa.
Alexa,
she says,
music, please.
Well, that's basically all even this powerful artifact of my family knows. So Professor Scant hasn't been much. He hasn't been updated in quite a while.
Yeah.
Well, but where would you be able to get one of these things? I'm quite intrigued.
Oh, this has been in my family for, I can't even say how many generations now. It was passed on down from my father, and he had it from my granny. And I don't know how far back it goes, to be honest. I just know it's always been in my family, and with all of us being very proficient in wielding the arcane, it has come in very handy, of course, and we fed him with knowledge ever since. And he has quite the compendium that we can basically make use of, hopefully. I usually, if there's anything that I need to know about, be it magic or some other complex thing in our world, I usually turn to him for help.
Hmm. So it's kind of like a set of many books of knowledge all in one, or a compendium.
You could say that, yes.
I want to see how interested Freon is in this thing. Just from his look after figuring that out, after receiving that information.
I wonder if it knows anything about the blades of the mage hunters.
Well, it doesn't really work that way that he can, like, identify things. I mean, if
I thought he might just know the mage hunters are known for their blades, which have a proficiency which are magical or a poison of +3 or whatever.
I think we can identify that ourselves, right?
Probably. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah. Just throwing things out there.
Can everyone ask it questions and access its knowledge?
Well, usually it's like it's too attuned to me, so I would be the one doing the asking.
Go on, Freon. Ask your questions.
Which questions are there?
Oh, I don't know. You probably have a few, I'd assume. Yeah, something about Tiamat, maybe?
Nothing that's relevant on this table now.
Okay.
Grandma wants to know where you can get a new porn book. He wants a new
the orb kind of lighting up again. And like Valine looking at it, being weird that you are suddenly like triggering it, as he says, you inquire about renowned tomes. While my primary areas of expertise don't directly concern famous books per se, I can certainly enlighten you on matters that have been subject to significant scholarly work. For instance, the history of Netheril has been chronicled in numerous volumes, detailing the rise and fall of an empire whose wizard's mastery of magic was unparalleled.
Does it have naked pictures?
I'm afraid it does not have any naked pictures.
It does not have any illustrations. Oh, damn. Oh, well. Just wondering. Go back to polishing the bar.
But yes, how did you, like, acquire the rhyme of the Frost Maiden and her letting you go and blessing you, but she is all for keeping Aetherin sealed away? Or did she change her mind about something?
No, she hasn't. And I feel like she hasn't really let us go, per se, if I remember correctly.
Kind of escaped.
Well, you were like a frozen piece of ice. Now.
Yeah, because we were frozen, and the blessing was just kind of was more or less a bonus, a part of one of her because we not all we all had the possibility to get the blessing, but I was one of the few, I guess, or the only one who obtained it by answering the right question or doing the right thing. I can't remember.
I think, wasn't it pledging allegiance to her?
Yeah.
Oh, to a goddess. To the goddess of everlasting winter.
Not my first. I pledged allegiance to the goddess of death, so.
Does that mean that Branwolf is like a cleric or a warlock now?
No, I'm just a bitch of many gods. That's the only thing I...
Well, I've seen paladins doing work for far less of inspiration, to be honest, so...
Well, I'll put it this way, I've been blessed by the Raven Queen, and I've also been blessed by the Frost Maiden. I'll take any blessing I can get, because as you see, I've came up the better.
So, it's like free samples from deities, just get a few powers of each of them.
I get a little bit of power of each. I mean, I can walk around half naked. I don't freeze anymore. I've got beautiful blue eyes, and if I'm rested, I can produce a cone of cold, even though I'm not a magician. So,
gonna be interesting though when they come to collect.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your tale is as riveting as it is harrowing, my friends. I must commend you for your bravery, definitely, in facing the Frost Maiden and actually acquiring the rhyme itself. I must admit, I did have my doubts about you, but and once I was able to get Professor Scant, I was thinking about maybe joining up with you or seeing if you were still alive or dead, for I could not know, of course. But yes. It's not just about retrieving the relic, it's about piecing together history, as you know. We need to understand the force that shapes this land, which is the Frost Maiden in this case, and why... I'm still wondering why she has sealed Aetherin away. Has she, like... Did she say anything to you about what might be inside?
Evil shadows.
Something bad.
Yeah.
Something dangerous.
Ah, so are you saying that she's been... like freezing over all of Icewind Dale just to keep the city underneath the glacier, no matter the cost?
I think so, yes, and to protect the people that live here and the whole world, actually, from this evil inside the city.
And here I was thinking the Frost Maiden was some evil goddess all along, but that, of course, changes my perspective on her. And it definitely fastens my belief that whatever the king is searching for, it must be really important. And she did not say what it was, just something evil. No details, specifics.
I was frozen at the time. I can't remember.
I honestly wouldn't assume that the king even knows what the hell is in there.
Well, there must be a reason of why he's sending his envoys all the way to Icewind Dale.
But how are they supposed to get in there without the rhyme of the Frost Maiden?
Wait, I thought they were here for us.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the envoys were here because of us, because we were wanted.
Wait.
Or at least
there
the
might
mate.
Just be like an additional bounty on your head, it seems, then.
I slammed the wanted poster on the table.
Yeah.
Hey, kind of.
So what did you guys do in the Empire? Did you seek refuge here in Icewind Dale?
We more or less wound up here, being on the run.
Define wound up?
Well,
portaled here on accident.
We portaled by accident.
Oh, that's interesting, because it's unable to be portaling outside of our realm's hold over the land, but it's interesting to know that you can portal in. That might have, like, been why the Arcane Brotherhood came here before me, because I was on the road for weeks to get here.
Yeah, we thought we had lost them, had lost the mages, the mage hunters as well, but all of a sudden they showed up. So.
Did you encounter them before?
On our way, but that was the last time it was outside of Icewind Dale, wasn't it? When we saw them on the
Dread
Parish Isle.
Dread Parish Isle. That's quite the journey you guys have had.
Mm.
What have you been doing in Dread Parish Isle, if I might ask?
Running away from the mage hunter.
So you're telling me that the Arcane Brotherhood has also been sent to Dread Parish Isle for some reason?
Oh, they're everywhere, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
But what
they
is...
just don't like, they just don't like people that, you know, that... And since some of us used magic and they...
Well, I mean, yes, obviously, but usually, like, for a... for, like, a rogue mage or sorcerer here and there, like myself, the king wouldn't usually just, like, lift a finger and send out, like, one, two, or three of his... of his envoys.
Do you think he's not after us, but maybe after the Tiamat pieces? Could that be?
What exactly do you mean with Tiamat pieces?
Why did I not think of that? Fucking Christ.
Really?
Of course!
Oh, God.
But aren't there like Tiamat pieces?
Somebody has them, I can't remember.
Yeah, someone has them, yeah.
Somebody.
What, the who's Tiamat?
My uncle.
That would be Tiamat.
Your uncle Matt.
Yes, I meant him, Tiamat.
Tiamat, yeah, Uncle Matt.
Make
uncle
it.
Matt. Tio. Hey, Tio mio.
Frio, make a deception check.
My Uncle Matt. Tio Matt.
Bootleg version of Tiamo.
Tio Matt.
Oh,
fuck you.
24.
team player doesn't share shit.
1 second.
And is amazing at deception.
Oh yeah.
I'm actually not sure if Tiana even knows about the Tiamat pieces. Do we know that or just Freon?
We do, because I remember the hag sent us on a quest to hunt one down to more. Trade for Kader, I believe. I think that was a thing. So we know they exist at least. Do we know that Freon has one?
Does he have one?
Sorry, a few.
I thought he has two.
What?
I honestly can't remember.
I can't remember. I don't know if we remember
it.
It was
a total of three pieces.
Freon has four. Somehow.
But I don't know. So you rolled a 23.
24.
A 24, okay. She kind of looks at you and says, I haven't heard about the pieces of Tiamat in quite some time, to be honest. Are you telling me that for some reason the king might be looking for them?
I don't know.
If so, if he's looking for them, and if you've encountered the Arcane Brotherhood in Dread Parish Isle, there must have been a reason for them. That's what I wanted to say initially. There must have been a reason for them why they were on that island in the first place and why they are here now. So maybe one of the pieces might be here in Icewind Dale.
Yeah, I think it's not someone bad, but something bad that was in the Frozen City. An artifact. So it could be a piece of Tiamat. But that's all speculation.
As you, while you're talking, the orb glows up again, and the voice of Professor Scan says, the infamous pieces of Tiamat. There were three in total, and they have been split up across Revelia. Two of them supposedly lost forever. They were used in the Great Sealing of the Dragon Queen and apparently are used and needed. Shall she ever return again? That is where my knowledge ends, sadly.
Where's the one that's not lost?
Well, as he said, if one of them was supposedly in Revelia, the other two might be lost. But I'm guessing the king had some lead somewhere in Dread Parish Isle.
So did Freon. Is that why you wanted to go to the mountains?
Which mountains? In Dread Parish Isle? Yeah.
You see like Valid's eyes like dart between Blackwater and Freon like very observantly.
No, I'm just coming from the mountains. I'd like to see the mountains from time to time just to
he'll be coming down the mountain when he comes.
Can I insight his ass?
Sure, insight check. And Freon, you better roll a hell of a good deception check.
Again, a Branwolf. Do you think he's actually telling the truth?
You don't know. Freon, you don't roll yet. Let's just, see what...
Who, me?
Mr. Blackwater High Roller is going to roll.
Oh. He always tells the truth. He's my buddy.
Watch this.
Branwolf has an intelligence of 10. He doesn't know shit.
13.
13.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I don't know, Freon, you can choose. How do you, seem towards Blackwater? Do you seem truthful? Do you seem to be not telling the whole truth?
Oh yeah, I like mountains. I'm coming from the mountains, hill dwarf. Always want to come back to the mountains and just it's nice to sit on the hillside, taking in
That's why I want to go to the mountain here as well, you know?
You hear Vali just suck on her white wine. He seems truthful about it.
Yeah. Well, then what are we, you know, to bring things to a start, what do we want to do? Do we want to find out about this evil and find out what it is?
Well,
should we go to the mountains with Freon?
I don't want to pry, but I still need to wrap my head around the Arcane Brotherhood has searched for you guys on Dread Parish Isle. May I ask, like, what did you do on Dread Parish Isle? Did you, like, take something from there? Were you...
Nah, we made a snake.
You made a snake?
Yeah, Tiala made a snake. We were drinking and partying and...
It happens. It happens to everyone. It happened. You know?
So the Arcane Brotherhood was simply, you gained their attention because of your...
Because you used magic.
Personalities.
Yeah. Well, look at us. I mean, we have some folks who use magic, and then you have myself. I can't hide that much.
But this is...
And of walking around with a big... Now I got big blue eyes, too, so I don't know.
But this is extremely interesting in terms of why I need to find out why the Arcane Brotherhood was sent to Dread Parish Island in the first place.
I have no idea why they were looking for me. Because if you look at that wanted poster,
could it have
also looking for a skillfing barbarian? But I mean,
could it have something to do with the hag that is over there? Maybe.
What hag?
Potentially. There is a hag. God, I can't remember the name. Holy crap. But she...
Nightshade?
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yes. Granny Nightshade herself.
Granny Nightshade, yeah.
She seems to have some interest in those pieces.
I don't think I've heard that name before. She kind of, taps on the little dodecahedron again. And Professor Scan says, Granny Nightshade, that is a very old, ancient being... on which I do not possess much information on. Supposedly, she is the last remnant of a very powerful coven of hags after betraying her sisters and fleeing east. Not much is known about her whereabouts and her history.
Add information, she's holding a very drunk wizard, sorcerer, currently.
Yeah.
And she's looking for the pieces of Tiamat as well.
And how... Okay, slow down, Mr. Halfling. You met an ancient powerful hag on Dread Parish Isle.
Yeah.
And supposedly she was looking into the pieces of Tiamat.
Yes, if we bring her one, we get our friend back.
Yeah, we left a friend there hostage.
You just left a friend... hostage.
Well, no, well,
he had a kid, and was kind of busy with life, you know.
And he's more or less learning things there, because he's also said that...
Do you know what hags do to people?
But he's a hostage, he's...
Yeah, she's not going to do anything to him.
Have you ever, in the history of all that is good and evil, heard of any hag holding somebody hostage and there was a happy end?
But she's
end.
Not gonna kill him because she wants the pieces of Tiamat. She's maybe torturing him or something, but...
So, no, I don't think that... Didn't he say something would share information?
Why did she put you on the task? How do you know of the pieces of Tiamat?
We didn't beforehand, did we? I think
we
she
did.
Mentioned it.
One of us did, I think.
There was a book you guys found beforehand.
Caverns
of the Smugglers, one of the... Or was that later? You found a book about Tiamat and all this stuff that explained a little bit about pieces, but I don't know if it was pre-hag or afterwards.
Freon did.
Yeah, I did.
Freon has the whole Tiamat thing, but he's not sharing that much, so it's whatever.
Which is why we're sitting down with the DM now to finally expose all of this information that Freon has not shared for years.
Whoa. Oh.
See, even the people in the inner, like, going crazy in the background.
Let him have... Let him have his... Let him have his little secrets. Oh.
So...
Little secrets! We lost Kadir because of the shit.
He's not lost.
So you're not really making this, I don't think that your friend might has stayed there willingly from the sounds of Halfling here.
But he sacrificed himself.
Yeah, he did. Yes. He stayed there willingly. And I remember something about that while he's there, he will obtain arcane knowledge and things like that. And she also has a very good wine.
Or just be the fuckboy of a hag. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But also, I mean, he is a very high-grade alcoholic and needs his wine. And I think that's also a possibility, the reason that he's there. I can't remember exactly. But I don't think that Kadir was... Didn't he more or less volunteer? They said, okay. Because it was, somebody has to stay with her. And Kadir said, well, I'll stay.
So she let you go after you agreed to abandon one of your friends. And leave him behind with her in exchange for going out into the world and bringing her the pieces of Tiamat.
We're going to get him back, but we're not going to give her the pieces of Tiamat. We just...
So you're double-crossing a hag. That's what you're attempting to do. I mean, sorry, dear. I do not want to, like, impose or anything, but I just think that's a very stupid thing to do.
What do you mean by attempting?
I mean,
double-crossing.
Yeah, well, but we're in for the adventure. I mean, I died before and came back. And more or less, you know...
What's that all about?
Long story. Can we get to the point?
Long story. That's when the Raven Queen then blessed me.
The problem is that I thought we were just, like, trying to look into why the Arcane Brotherhood is wanting to go to the Regic Glacier. All I know is that that's bad, and I wanted to stop them. And you're here talking about pieces of Tiamat, and now I believe that potentially... Maybe there is a possibility that perhaps there might be a part of hers locked away in the city of Ethern. And if that is the case, then I do see eye to eye with the Frost Maiden of maybe keeping that place sealed.
Now, don't you worry, we're going to take good care of that.
Yeah, we'll have to.
But why don't we just, like, leave it be? The Arcane Brotherhood does not know how to go into...
That was my freaking question like half an hour ago.
And then you started off with
oh, we need to stop the Arcane Brotherhood.
Well, yes, I wanted to stop them, but of course also see what the deal was, because the information on why the Revelian Empire is looking into a freaking mountain on the horizon is so important all of a sudden.
But you really think they will give up? In wanting to break in, they will find a way. They will figure out how to get in and murder whoever they have to do so.
Exactly. So,
what are you suggesting?
Destroy the artifact.
Be there, go inside, try and survive whatever is in there.
Yeah,
yeah, and take the artifact away from here.
Yeah.
Destroy it.
Save the people of Tenton.
Destroy it, basically.
Take the artifact away from here.
Destroy it.
Destroy it. And take it where exactly?
Somewhere safe.
To the other two pieces of the Crown of Tiamat. What would happen if we get it together? Then you have the whole crown.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's a crown.
I thought it wasn't it the crown.
It's not much known about what it is. Apparently, it's pieces of her, the body of Tiamat.
Ew.
How small is she? There are only three.
Well, it's like a little Lego thing. It's a set you build and then. But are you telling me that the hag that you were dealing with in Dread Parish Isle already has, like, the other two pieces? Or one piece.
I think she had one.
I don't know. I think she has one piece.
if she still has it after the Arcane Brotherhood was there.
Does she?
Did the Arcane Brotherhood reach her? I'm not too worried, to be honestly, about the hag. Rest in peace, those poor souls of the Arcane Brotherhood, but...
I don't think they can reach her, no. No.
Nah, I don't think so either.
Usually, if a hag doesn't want to be found, she's not going to be found.
Yeah.
But don't you think it's a little bit unsettling that there's a hag living far to the east in possession of supposedly one of the three pieces that have been in use for locking away one of the most evil and dangerous beings of our time?
I don't think she gets out much, so how should she get the other pieces?
Well, apparently by enlisting funny adventurers like yourself. Yeah. Like, I'm in quite a juxtaposition right now. I should be stopping you.
Why?
Because you're apparently trying to procure an item for a hag who might be having one or more pieces of Tiamat.
No, see, that's where you're wrong.
But we're not
going
to give it to her.
Exactly. We already explained that to you. We're going to take the piece, going to keep it safe.
Define keep it safe.
That's destroy it.
That belongs in a museum.
In my pocket.
Yeah.
And what are you planning to do with it?
Keep
Mr.
it safe in my
what was
pocket.
Your name again?
Blackwater.
Grumpy.
No, she knows my name already.
I don't know, she keeps calling you Mr. Halfling. I don't know if you ever...
That's
you
true.
Did, I mean, there was one point, I don't know if it was her, but you did introduce yourself as Blackwater.
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember, man.
No.
We're gonna keep it safe, I mean...
Yeah.
You mistrust us now, all of a sudden? You sent us off to get the Codicil of White, the rhyme.
I mean, I'm not saying...
We got the rhyme. So basically, it's your fault now. I've had enough of this conversation.
Make a persuasion check.
I get up and try to leave.
And go outside for a smoke.
Yeah.
Eighteen.
Well, I'm not saying you're not proficient. I mean, and efficient. That's why I've hired you to help me, more or less,
in
the first place. And our deal was to share the knowledge of whatever we might find in Aetherin. There might be much more than just a piece of Tiamat in there, but we should be very careful. I just urge you to be wary of the implications and ramifications that this might bring about, and to really think and maybe sleep one night over it if we really want to go against a goddess who is actively possibly protecting us from something far worse.
Bramble doesn't care, he just wants to have an adventure.
You're decided.
he's just...
Yeah, but we have to help the people here. It can't stay winter all the time, so we gotta get it and we gotta destroy it, and then everybody can have
keep
spring again.
But how are you going to destroy such an ancient artifact?
That's a problem to when we
safe.
Have it.
Or hide it or something, yeah. Like,
it's hidden right now, so...
Have you ever heard of the legend of the one ring to rule them all?
Well, we have to find it. Put it this way. Whatever it is, we have to find it first. So I would say, being the easiest and simple-minded of us all, let's go there and see what's there. Maybe there's nothing there. Maybe it's a hoard of treasure. Maybe it's more of the Arcane Brotherhood, so we can kill some more of them. I don't know.
Maybe it became brittle with age and destroyed itself.
If you're suspecting
us that we are helping someone gathering the pieces of Tiamat, who's assuring us that you don't want those pieces?
Exactly, you're the one with the zombie kobolds.
You sent us out to get the Rhyme of the Frost Maiden, to get into that.
Yes.
I wouldn't start pointing fingers and accusing. Just
I'm not accusing. Just a question.
It's not helping. Neither side is helping you.
Make it an intimidation check for you.
I don't want to imitate her.
Make an imitation check.
That's just an aggressive question. A 15.
15.
Yeah. Aggressive question.
Yeah, she kind of like looks all of you in the eye and says, I have no interest in freeing an ancient evil myself. I was just looking into Aetherin because of curiosity on why the Revelian Empire is so hell-bent on breaking into the place. And of course, because my curiosity is piqued when it comes to ancient tomes, powers, whatever might be. This is like the treasure trove of every dungeon delver's dream, of course.
Then join us. Let's go and find out what it is. Well, we can't do anything by sitting on our butts drinking ale at 4 a.m.
You're not here from Icewind Dale anyways, right?
No.
Same as us, so you would like to leave again at some point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that's a possibility too. Maybe there's some kind of... I'm still hoping to get a portal back to where it's warm. Even though I don't mind the cold.
Well, I mean, once we break into the glacier, I'm sure that... I still don't know why the Frost Maiden has just let you go on goodwill. But possibly she might try and stop us.
We can try and talk to her again to see if she can let us leave. But I don't know.
I am somewhat against that. My parents live here. I kind of need to make sure that they have some nice living conditions. And the promise of releasing 10 towns from its everlasting winter curse is... It sounds good to me.
I mean, say we do that, but how about the promise of just turning this whole thing into a wasteland? If we do uncover another piece of Tiamat and it falls into the wrong hands.
Our hands are good hands.
That's the thing. Yeah. If we go there first, it won't fall into bad hands. It'll fall into our hands.
All right. I will ride this horse with you. As long as we might have another conversation once we find out what the depths of Aetherin have sealed within them.
Of course. We're not even sure that it's a piece of Diamond. It could be anything at this point. We're just speculating. Yeah.
Well, I would say then let's get a good night's rest in these couple of past hours.
We've been fighting all night. We definitely need a long good rest. And then I'd say we're
rested. Why do you need rest? Fine.
I've been fighting all night. Everyone's tired.
Tomorrow morning we will pack the sled and head on out eastwards.
Make it 10 or 11 or even noon so we get a good night's rest or a good day's rest or whatever, because we all should get some sleep and get our power back.
Well, but the problem is time is of the essence. The Brotherhood's ambition, they know no bounds.
You can go right now.
We need to prepare.
It's going to be a long travel eastwards to the glacier.
Do you know
how to navigate the rugged wastes and survive in there? It's just a desert of ice and snow. Except for the odd nomad here and there.
The moose.
Well, you can go and see the moose. I feel a bit shit because I got stabbed and punched in the face.
Yeah, we all think
that's a good idea. You sleep, I will search for the moose. Perfect.
Actually, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you see Valine, she like drinks up her wine, wishes you a good night.
Yeah.
And
there should be rooms upstairs. Feel free to stay in our inn.
It's 4 gold per night per head, please.
She's already left the inn because she's going to like check on the sleds and the kobolds first. But yeah, what do you guys do?
Well, we're gonna
quick, because I know exactly what I'm doing. I want to look for the property deed and any further keys. I want to start writing a letter to my parents in Bryn Shander, and basically tomorrow morning after we pack up and get the hell out of here, I want to close all the doors and send that letter over so that they can expand over here, do whatever the hell they want with this.
Is there a cash register or something, or a box or a lock box where they...
Both of you make an investigation check.
I'm just looking for documents, not for money, because they still have to take care of the legal stuff with Lonely Woods.
Oh, that's good. That's
in regards to ownership.
That's a 14.
23.
Okay. Brandwolf, you find, like, beneath the counter in the main inn room, there's a small little wooden box with a lock on it. You rattle it around. It sounds like coins are in there.
Okay.
And Blackwater, you don't find anything on the lower level. However, there's a locked door at on the hallway further up. And as you open, this seems to be sort of like a private quarter or office suite where Dana might have taken care of all the official business and document stuff and paperwork. You find a bunch of things about shipments and purchase orders and some invoices and other... There's some love letters strewn about from certain suitors. And there is in one of the, like tucked into like an ancient tome in one of the bookcases, you do find what looks like a really worn out property deed that is, not made out to a Dana, but to a Daniel Wilcock.
Did she leave that orb on the table?
No, she took that with her.
No such luck.
I didn't want to pocket my orb.
Yeah, I didn't want to pocket it, but...
Uh-huh, sure.
Yet.
So I have
Yeah, but yeah, Frion, Tiala, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to bed. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I'm going to all of the, like, north, east, south stuff seas, like, 200 feet out. The village, and I'm gonna cast commune with nature, and I'm gonna search for the moose.
I'm gonna break open the chest and pocket whatever coin is in there.
You're stealing from my parents right now. You know that.
No, I'm not.
And it's
locked. They own this place now.
They didn't own this.
You're gonna break it. Break it open.
They do now.
Okay, I won't break it open.
Here, have the keys.
No,
have the keys. Just open it up. No, here. I just want to see what's in.
But did you find the keys? Okay.
Yeah, I've got the master key chain.
Oh, that's true. Okay, I open it up and see what's in it at least.
Okay, you find there's a total of what looks like 87 gold pieces and 33 silver pieces inside.
I give it I put everything in there, lock it, and says, here for your parents so they can get started.
Actually, that's a good point. I'll add that to my letter. Actually, parcel at this point because there's so much stuff in there.
Because I'm so filthy rich. I've got 3,800 gold pieces.
I don't think you're going to miss the 80
gold. I just wanted to know what... But if
thank you, Brandwolf.
Yeah, however, feel free to invest in the new Blackwater's Inn.
Yeah, if that's one evening, if you think about that, that's not bad for an evening's... thing. If that, you know, if she probably sat down on the next morning and did her bookkeeping, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
On top of the box, there's a little notice saying January.
Shit.
No.
Okay.
No, you don't know if she changed it or not.
No.
If Blackwater wants to sit down and go through the paperwork all of the night, it might take him like some hours or 10, but figure it all out.
I'm also going to head up to the room, and since Tiala is out there, the bed is free, so I can lay down on the bed. because there was only one bed, and I was propped up against the wall.
How long are you planning to search, like, in the woods for the moose?
At first, I would just want to do, like, a perimeter scan, basically.
Yeah.
See if I can sense something.
What was it you're casting? Which spell?
Commune with nature, I think.
Commune with nature, yeah. You don't find anything. How far is the range?
I'm not sure, and I can't look it up right now.
I think it's a couple of hundred feet or so.
I think it's like 1 mile, but I'm not sure.
There doesn't seem to be like a... There's like a couple of moose here and there, but none of them give off like any kind of vibrant radiation or anything to be something special.
Radioactive.
But it's
moose.
Hard to tell if, because you're not really sure if that's what you're looking for. If it's just
Chernobyl.
If it's just a normal moose or something else.
Three-headed moose from Chernobyl. The white
and
moose.
I'm gonna take a short rest, and I'm gonna pack a little food supply, and I'm gonna go out in the woods and start searching for real.
Okay, so like for the rest until the sun comes up.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
You're not getting your bed back. I'm already crashed. I'm already...
That's fine.
Ram before he collapses.
I took a long rest already,
yeah.
I think.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
So...
We need our rest, so...
Switching back from Tiala, because that's where we're going to pick off next time. The rest of you in the morning... I mean, already going upstairs, there was like one... looked like a human male, older, that kind of like was there with the lantern. Like, oh, what's the commotion going on outside? And he's like kind of like confused about what's happening and whatnot, but you just like tell him to go back to his room.
Yeah, go back to bed. Dana left.
And yeah, the next morning you guys reconvene downstairs packing your stuff. Tiala is still underway and doesn't seem to have returned, and you also notice that Valine's sled is gone outside. And that's where we will pick off next time.
Okay,
so
as always, can we trust her, can't we trust her, should we trust her, do we need her?
Well, it seems that she has she went on without you.
I think so, yeah.
We did not tell her the code is still of white, did we? Like the key.
The rhyme and everything? No.
No, not word for word, I assume.
No, nothing.
No, we didn't. I didn't tell her shit.
No, Freya doesn't tell anyone.
Anything.
I'm the only one who knows the rhyme, am I?
Yeah.
Not?
Yeah.
Good.
Only you had eyes on it. Such bullshit. Fucking Christ.
Yeah, you didn't. No, but you did take the book, right, with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Every book.
All the books.
Yeah.
He's a wandering library.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I need one of those weird little...
Dodecahedron thingies.
Yeah.
True, maybe you can craft one.
Or maybe I can just kill her and take hers.
You can try that as well.
Fucking
maybe it doesn't work anymore then.
Oh, alright. Maybe it doesn't work anymore.
Well, it worked with me, remember?
I built my own one.
It answered my porn question. It told me that he doesn't have books, so... Oh, well.
Maybe it had some movies or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Animated pictures.
Moving pictures.
Yeah. Movie. Okay.
Yes. A novelty. Well, good. Then thank you, everybody, for joining and listening, and we will reconvene next time. And, yes, let's see where the hunt of the undecided will take us next. So long. Bye-bye.
More adventure.
Bye.
Cheers.
See ya. Don't mess with me.